For the past several weeks, we've likely been not thinking about much more than our health. How to stay healthy, how to avoid an unknown virus infecting the entire world, and what we can do to slow the spread. This is Lisa Berry, and with a bit more on how we can stay healthy information, we are joined now by Ann Arbor health coach and author Lisa Baker. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa Baker and Lisa Berry. Let's not get confused here. We hear so much about keeping our immune system strong to help us combat this coronavirus. Is that an achievable and realistic goal?
I think that's a great question, and really the jury seems to be still out on that. There are people, even at Harvard Medical Center, who say, you know, this is not something that you can do, and then you have people on the other side of the spectrum who are saying, absolutely, just do these 25 things a day, and you'll be healthier than ever. But I think the truth, as usual, lies somewhere in between those two. And the important thing to remember is that it's an immune system. It's not like an immune organ. It's very complex and very complicated. And it really is built up over time. It's a healthy immune system is really the result of making better choices over time, whether we're talking about food or lifestyle choices.
Where would we even begin?
Where would we begin? Well, I think the first thing to remember is that there is no silver bullet. There is no diet or detox, supplement, smoothie, workout, woo practice. You know, nothing is going to build your immunity overnight. So I think we need to stop looking for that silver bullet and just recognizing that we can take really tiny steps, and anything you do today is going to be helpful. So just start today and start taking really small steps. And most people come to me because I have a culinary background. They come to me because they think that it's about, you know, fixing their food. And I think food is probably just as good a place as any to start. So if we want to talk about food for boosting the immune system, I think probably my number one recommendation would be to stick with whole foods cooked from scratch. No need to megadose, especially not on foods that make health claims. Like I said, there is no silver bullet. You're not going to just suddenly boost your immune system a huge amount by eating more of something that is supposed to be good for you. So avoid the really highly processed foods and focus on vitamins and minerals. And those come from fruits and vegetables, most of all. So focus on getting as many fruits and vegetables as you can into yourself. And think about something that's called nutrient density. And what that means is, are you getting a lot of vitamins and minerals per calorie? So my favorite example is that really white squishy bread that kids love to have grilled cheese sandwiches made on. If you take a loaf of that between your two hands and you press and you squeeze, you can probably get that loaf of bread down to the size of, you know, a baseball or smaller. Whereas if you were to take a head of broccoli and try to squeeze that, it would not squish down. So that's a really good way to think about nutrient density. The broccoli has a lot more nutrition to it for the amount of food that you're getting.
Well, that is certainly an interesting analogy of how to figure that out.
Think about the broccoli and the really squishy white marshmallow bread.
Well, I'm trying to think how that works with chocolate.
Yeah. Well, can you squeeze it? No, it doesn't compact. So it must be good for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. All right. That's it. That's all we need to know.
Lots of antioxidants.
Right. You actually have a cookbook out called Flip Your Kitchen that might be helpful at a time like this.
Absolutely. The goal of my cookbook is really to get people back in the kitchen cooking from scratch. And I've heard from a lot of people that one thing this pandemic is doing is making them feel like they're chained to the stove in a way that they aren't normally. And a lot of people don't cook from scratch on a regular basis. So they're sort of feeling the stress around that. And just like with building immunity, I think building a cooking practice is the same thing. You need to start really small. So if you're not cooking from scratch in general, try doing it one night a week, and then try doing it two nights a week, and then three nights a week. And really don't overwhelm yourself with this idea like, oh, we're all stuck at home, I have to cook from scratch. You know, the fact is we can still get takeout. We can still get a frozen pizza in a box. And sometimes that's okay. The goal is to just take one more step towards cooking more often.
And when it comes to improving or boosting our immune system, it's more than just about the food we eat, isn't it?
Yes. Lifestyle choices figure prominently in my work. The tagline for my business is really, it's the food and it's more than the food. because we can start with our food, and that's an excellent place to get started on a health journey. And there are a lot of things that influence our relationship with food. So our careers, our relationships with other people, our spiritual practices, how much sleep would we get, how much time do we spend in nature, all of these things can affect our relationship with food, which in turn affects our health. So there are lots of lifestyle choices that can boost your immunity. And I think at a time like this, especially, I like to say, listen to your mother. You know, the CDC is not saying anything that your mother didn't tell you. Right? Wash your hands. Don't cough on people. Don't pick your nose. Don't put that in your mouth. Basic common sense information, like listen to what your mother would have said in this situation. But there are a lot of other lifestyle choices that can help, especially at a time like this. So if you're a smoker, try to reduce or eliminate smoking. If you drink alcohol, now's the time to think about doing it in moderation, maintaining a healthy weight, getting down to a healthy weight, perhaps. I'd like to also point out that sometimes when life feels very disrupted, we think, oh, this is the time for comfort food, and this is the time to not worry too much about exercise. On the other hand, it's also sometimes really easy to make one of those changes because everything else is so disrupted anyway. So it's like adding one more thing in there isn't so bad.
And what about sleep? A lot of people are having a lot of difficulty sleeping right now.
Yes, sleep is super important. And sleep is when our bodies repair themselves. So if you've been shorting yourself on sleep, you're actually shorting your body the time where it would be repairing its cells.
Yeah.
And yes, a lot of people are under a lot of stress right now, and that makes sleep very difficult. But there are a lot of things that you can find about sleep hygiene, so-called sleep hygiene. And really, if you can find something that works for you to make yourself sleep better, that's great. You know, there's wonderful herbal teas that you can try. Some people sleep better if it's cold in the room, so maybe crack a window, taking all of your devices out of the room. There are just all these suggestions, and, you know, Dr. Google can help you with that for sure.
And when we do get a sunny day, vitamin D, is that something we should
get outside?
Yes. Tell us about that.
Yes. Oh, I've been somewhat entertained because my neighborhood generally doesn't have a lot of people walking in it. And so my dog and I are used to doing, you know, practically a 3-mile loop by ourselves. And now we are having to weave in and out of all these joggers and walkers. And on the one hand, I think, oh, isn't that great? Everybody's getting out. And on the other hand, I'm like, stop breathing my air.
Right. Yeah. But it is good. Do you get vitamin D from the sun? Can you get it through the window? Do you know how that works exactly?
You know, the best thing I've heard is if you can go out into the sunshine and with your face and arms exposed. And now that's feeling a little more possible temperature-wise in Michigan. You know, if you can expose your face and your arms for 10 to 15 minutes, that's great. If you're going to be out longer, then you definitely want to think about sunscreen, especially if you're just getting out there. But, you know, sunscreen actually impedes our absorption of what we need for our bodies to make vitamin D. So I generally recommend some sunscreen-free time, but keep it limited and be careful.
And last but not least, laughter and our emotional health. How important is it that we take care of that at a time like this?
Yes, I think that is hugely important. And I think a lot of us are, I don't want to say lightening up, but a lot of us are recognizing that this is here and it's here to stay for a while. And we can't just continue sort of in this gloom and doom. We need laughter as humans, laughter and a positive mindset and what I call mental hygiene. Really just, I heard somebody refer to this as wash your brain when you wash your hands.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, really thinking about what kind of things are we putting into our bodies, not just through our mouths, but through our eyes and through our ears. You know, if you are constantly reading or watching the news, and if you are constantly listening to terrible things, that gets in your brain just like junk food gets in your body. And so the idea is really monitor what's coming in and how often it's coming in, and you will find that you will probably laugh a lot more. And it's okay to laugh right now. Some of us feel like, oh, I shouldn't be having a good time.
Right.
I shouldn't be enjoying myself. And the fact of the matter is, yes, you should, because we need to have a more positive mindset to help our bodies keep our immunity up. A positive mindset is a huge step towards that.
All great information. And do you have a website we can send people to?
Yes, absolutely. SimplyHealthCoaching.com.
And we'll put that on a link on our website, WEMU.org. Ann Arbor health coach and author Lisa Baker, thank you so much for all this great information that you're sharing with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.